Welcome to Season 7, The NGO Grit. This season, Just Talk Therapy podcast brings you the stories of some amazing people who dedicated their time, money, energy, and almost everything selflessly for a cause. They held humanity first and thus made a difference in the society in their own ways. Today, we have a wonderful guest from Gurgaon, India. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Hi, Hina.
Hi, if you can just tell a little about yourself and your NGO to our listeners.
Yes, hello. Hi, everybody. I'm Madhvi, and my NGO is Hug Non-Medical Care Foundation. This NGO I founded in 2016. And I basically look after seniors who require companionship and, basically their children are not able to attend to them because of their lifestyle, because of their work culture, because of the travel or being posted outside the city. So that is where I step in. I basically take the position of what a child would do for his or her parents, and they're basically for the parents in whatever ways I can be of help for them. And besides this, I also have a slum where I, there are 25 slum clusters, jhuggis, where I take care of the slum from basically tarpaulin of a jhuggi, or whether it's the food, whether they require any medical help, whether it's a wedding, and mainly I focus more on education of all the children there. And also I take care of their of the menstrual hygiene of the girls. And for me, it has been a great ride because no girl child in the slum has studied beyond class 7th. And now I have many children who are already in 10th, 11th and 12th. And that's how it is. Yes, basically.
I was just about to say that is like really great. I mean, so much of happiness. And by now, like, you must be the son or daughter, a friend, a sister, a brother to so many.
Yes, I'm also a mother to many because that's what a relationship is all about. And my hug, the NGO hug basically stands for happiness and the guidance. And I think that's what they all require, and we all also require. It's
absolutely
all about happiness, Yeah.
That's so true. So in this journey, like, wherein you established this NGO, what were your support system?
My support system was absolutely my family, and they were the ones where I had actually, who had helped me look out, basically started with looking out for a small slum cluster where I could take care of them, because we didn't want to spend any money on the Diwali on ourselves, and we thought when we wear new clothes, why can't the poor wear? And that's how it's been 6 years where all the children and all the women of the slum wear new clothes every Diwali. I see to it that's how, that they also celebrate as equally as we all do. And so once I started this, I had to fund myself, and that's how I started looking after the senior citizens and our parents. So now, once these seniors are here, and the seniors are very happy, and the children are very happy. So these children are also my support system at the moment. We all support each other. It's a big, nice, lovely circle. Yeah.
That's good. I can feel the energy also. And yes, when you are distributing, or let's say sharing the newness or the meaning of a festival, no, the main meaning, like, to celebrate with each other, that is, like, very, very important, and you're doing a great job.
Yes, because, this is all, all of us are actually, we all take a journey in our life, a huge journey, a long journey.
True.
Now, this journey, it's like, I think it's endless. And if we are going to cover 1,000 miles, it has to begin with one step followed by another. And it happens only when we all are together in this. And when we have even one person's support, it's only about, you see only happiness everywhere around.
You know,
and ultimately, life is all about giving happiness, right?
Right. I'm listening to you, the thought that comes in my mind is like, you know, the domino. And
mm-hmm.
it's like a domino effect of happiness. It starts from
mm-hmm.
one transferring to the other, and that's how a chain reaction happens.
Yes, absolutely. That's how it goes. Yes. When, you know, you make time for a person, that particular moment which you make out of that particular minute, it leads to another beautiful moment for throughout your life. And once you convey the same thing about what you have given or what you have derived out of giving that beautiful moment and the time, you know, you speak to 10 of them, at least one person would love to do that. And that's how, you know, you pass it on to many people and for generations. I think that's what your life is all about, making every moment as beautiful as it can get.
Absolutely. So in these beautiful moments, had you experienced any low moments? And if so, how did you cope?
Yes, low moments, you know, when, especially because I look after my senior citizens, and I am with them, I bond with them in the last leg of their life when they feel absolutely alone. And, you know, that is the time when I sit with them and I give them lots of time, take them out for drive. So, you know, in a year or a couple of years or 3 years or 4 years down the line, I lose them. They are no more. They pass away. So those moments are very difficult because, you know, you bond with them so much. They become a part of you and you've learned so much from them. While also giving them so much of love, I also get a lot of love. So, but then, you know, you have their families. You bind with their families so much that they are the support system. And that's how you actually take positiveness out of this entire low moment. And you go ahead with more, much more energy. And you always feel there's like, you know, the seniors, they are blessing you. So that low moment becomes a high moment at a later stage when I keep going ahead. And at the same time, when I'm with the slum that I look after, there are many low moments because poor things, you know, they are the uneducated lot. There are, you know, always a lot of fights and a lot of unhappiness around them. So you try to be, even though you feel low and you feel bad, you know, it is all about how you raise them up, you know, from that mood and how you get them to see the positive side of life and how you encourage by assuring them that, yes, you are going to be there. So even if it's a low moment, I don't show it to them. I show them that life is more beautiful. And they always come back to me and say, we want to be like you. And I think that is the time when I feel I am successful in the work that I'm doing.
So in a way, those low moments become like a strength factor for them and
yes.
later on for you also to keep on doing what
absolutely.
You are doing.
Absolutely, absolutely, totally. Because I compete with only myself, you know.
Okay.
That's where I overpass. I look through everything that is trying to pull me back. I just compete with myself, nobody else.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's like a good takeaway, I'm sure, to people who are in those low moments, they will realize that how you are spreading the strength in others
mm-hmm.
by just
yes.
moving ahead in life.
Yes, I hope so. Yes, I am. Yes, definitely. Yeah, I have seen the transformation in the girls staying in the slum areas. You know, there was a time when I had some incident with a family where I had lost somebody very dear to me. And when the children in the slum got to hear about this, they actually called up and left me a voice message asking me to look after myself, asking me to get back to them if I need to speak to them. So that's where I realized, you know, whatever I was giving them, the same thing they are giving back to me. And I think this was a beautiful experience that I felt when they left me a message like such.
Absolutely. This is indeed very beautiful. And every moment you spend is like worth it.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. So no doubt.
Would you like to share anything to the youth especially?
The youth.
Anything? Yeah.
Yes, definitely. You know, what I miss out is the youth have to come out and go to this underprivileged section, to the slum areas. The children are waiting to learn. Please go and spare a few minutes, at least a day or half a day, an hour or a couple of hours every weekend. Teach them speaking English, teach them math, teach them different subjects, or just the, you know, whatever encouragement that they can give. Make them, you know, more confident. They need to do that. Meanwhile, besides this, I want the children, the youth, to also go to old age homes. Please go to the old age homes and please spend some time with them, because there are many seniors, many seniors who require the time, who require that love, who require the attention, and who require care. All that you need to give them is all these things. And if you can give a nice, tight hug, please do that. You know, it will give them so much of happiness, and it will give you much more happiness. That's what I can tell the youth.
That's a wonderful piece of advice. And I'm sure now, even like listening to you, they may realize that yes, and will definitely try to take out time to give all the aspects that you have said, like giving the attention, care, time, and love, and of course, a tight hug to especially people who need it, and develop the soft skills or the co-curriculum part for the students and underprivileged kids, and have them also included in the society somewhere.
Absolutely, you know, because what is happening is, you know, care for the senior citizens is not a part of CSR activities with any corporate. So that is where this is lagging behind, where no company funds for such activities. So that's where we people and the youth and anybody else who can, probably in the neighborhood and mainly the old age homes, and they need to come forward and give this an upper hand, you know, take it as a priority. And spread and give love.
Yeah. I'm sure it will rub off to all the listeners. And what inspired you, like, to keep on doing?
It so happened that, you know, while I have been staying over here, my parents and in-laws were away in another city. And I had to depend on somebody or the other for any small thing that they would require. So while I had taken a break because of my children, I needed to get back to work. And I thought this particular way of starting off my work would be absolutely the right way of work, where I can actually, the moment that I went through where I felt helpless, I wanted the other children like me and like you to feel less guilty, or to feel more relieved, or to feel more relaxed when a person like me is taking care, to see that I attend to their parents and that they can carry on their work while trusting their parents with me. So that's how I started my work. And as I told you, you know, Diwali, I didn't want to spend money on ourselves. So that's what inspired me to channel it to in a better way, where the underprivileged can wear clothes or get more rations. And looking out for a slum to aid them was actually the idea of my daughter. who said that we all have everything that we need, so why don't we channelize that money? And yeah, and that's how, you know, these two things, they were inspired. The slum was inspired by my daughter, and the senior citizens to look after them was inspired with the experience which was in my own household.
Okay, and yeah. If anyone else would like to associate or connect with you, and, you know, I'm sure they'll be inspired to do something on those lines, mm-hmm. then how should they do? Mm-hmm. If you could share your system, if you could share your social media link. Yeah.
Yes, of course. You know, you can always contact me on Facebook. I am there as Hug Non-Medical Care Foundation. You can, you know, I'm also there on LinkedIn, Facebook. You can go as www.facebook.com/madhvi.hug/. So I am available on Facebook and even on LinkedIn too. I'm available at linkedin.com/in/madhvi. So you all can, my phone numbers and details are all on this links or on this site. So contact me anytime. Just let's collectively do this and make our India, our world, a much beautiful and happy place to live under guidance.
Absolutely. Yeah. And happiness is on your way.
Yes, for all of us.
Yes, true.
You know, whatever, I strongly believe whatever you give, you get it back. It comes back to you. So give love. You know, you will realize how happy you feel when you do something like that. And there will never be a day when you think that, do I have to go again to somebody's house or to the slum? That moment will never come into your life because you're going to be so happy doing this. You will look forward to every single day and every single call for help. Believe me.
So in all this love, do you recollect any, any memory which is very fresh in your mind and any anecdote you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, of course. You know, initially when my NGO started, there was a Women's Era magazine, which is very famous. There was a car rally, and I participated in the car rally. I thought I actually came first or second to realize that I came the last. And it so happened, the Women's Era owner, Mr. Divesh Nath, he started the program by announcing that the prizes that time are going to be started by announcing the worst driver ever. And I was the one who was called up to the stage, and I was given so many prizes that my car was filled up with lots of goodies, lots of things, and there was no place for anybody to sit except me. You know, I mean, as the people who had got the first, second and third prize, I was so happy that I didn't fit in there because I wouldn't know what to do with the fridge and the air conditioner or the TV. So these things, my entire car, I drove it straight to the slum, and we had such a blast. We had all the slum children and the elders, everybody, we were so happy. That was the best, most unique moment of my life. Yes, I, being the last, I felt I was the first.
And you, in a way, you held everyone above.
Yes, and believe it or not, that particular Women's Era, the next month magazine, the winners were not there, but I, who had lost, was featured in that page. So that was the most unique moment of my life.
I wouldn't have agreed less. It is indeed very unique. And
yes, very,
it's interesting also to listen.
Yes, very, very unique. And that memorable moment, I can tell that, you know, there was a girl child in the same slum where she was an orphan, and I took care of her wedding. And being the slum, you know, slum area, you know how it is. If there's a small function, all the families come together, you know. So I took care of her wedding from scratch to end. And that was a three-day program where the girl was very happy, and I gave her everything that she required to start off a new house, you know, the new life, actually, that she was looking forward to. So So that was one of the most beautiful, memorable moments in my life, that I could do this with the help of, you know, my children and some from my friends. Yeah, that was a big moment for me.
Indeed it is. It's like you have changed or given another life to that young girl.
Yes, yeah, because she's an orphan. It made a big difference for everybody in the slum. Yeah, that's what it is.
So much to learn and such a short time over here right now, but I will keep on checking on what you are doing and probably get in touch with you soon.
Sure.
And we all wish you lots and lots of love, hug, keep spreading whatever you are doing. You're doing great job for the society and for everyone around. So much to
you.
Thank you so much. And before we end, do you have anything else to share?
Yes, you know, help women, you know, the poor women, please help them maintain some menstrual hygiene by providing them menstrual products, which are very expensive at this point of time. Please do that. Please contribute to that so that that will lead them to a healthy life. Please do that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that wonderful reminder.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Madhvi. Hope to catch up with you soon. Take care.
Thank you, Rina. Yeah. And a big hug to everybody who is listening to this.
Thank you so much. On that note, I end today's session. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
This is Mrs. Madhvi Katuri from India with her NGO named HUG Non-Medical Care Foundation. HUG simply means happiness under guidance. And I feel we all need that at some point of time. Her experience, where she went through emotional upheaval when it came to taking care of her parents or in-laws who were in another city, led to the birth of her NGO. And she felt that she had to give back to the society in some way or the other by her own experience. Mrs. Madhvi's vision is to spread joy and inspire youth to come forward and share their time, maybe a couple of hours, with kids who live in slums and guide them with life skills, education, and impart confidence, hope, and happiness. Every moment they spend will be valuable and precious, especially if they visit the old age home and spend their time with seniors who deserve all the care and love. She believes that whatever we will be giving will always come back and will leave us happy. Do connect with her and let us strengthen her efforts by either being a volunteer or sharing her work with others. On this positive note, I end the episode. Hope to see you with another NGO founder and their commendable work in my next episode. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye.